Hello and welcome to Bites by MSDN. I'm Tim Huckabee, and today we have a pillar of the technology industry, a pillar of the press. It's our honor and pleasure to have you, Mary Jo Foley. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks, Tim.
Well, we went to Build. Mm-hmm. We heard a lot of new, secret, ultra-secret stuff, and a lot of people are excited, a lot of people are shocked. I'd love for you to tell our audience what your overall interpretation of this is, all these announcements.
Well, I actually was really jazzed when I finally got to see Windows 8 after writing so many posts about what we thought it was going to look like and what we expected and all. And so when we finally saw it, it was like, wow, there it is, you know?
And it was pretty awesome.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And I say that, I say it was very awesome because I'm a Windows Phone user. So that interface to me is something I already know and I really love. So I love seeing that on a tablet.
Metro.
Yes.
And I'm a Windows Phone user too, and I thought the same thing. Like, oh, I can transition easily. I think even my wife and kids could do this easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love it that Microsoft's going to get a broader audience to see this interface because, you know, Windows Phone, it's coming along, but it doesn't have a big adoption rate right now. And I think it'll be really cool for people who haven't seen it to suddenly say, hey, this actually makes a lot of sense. And the idea of a live tile is so much cooler than the idea of an icon. So I think there are a lot of really good things to recommend it.
Absolutely. And the integration between apps, mm-hmm. Honestly done a lot more elegantly than the competition.
True.
I guess adoption's going to be the key. But yeah, we're all excited about Windows. Now, what's your interpretation on the developer part of it?
Yeah.
Because most of our audience are developer type people.
Yeah. Well, I think that's kind of a wait and see type thing because we still know very little about it right now, despite the fact that we're here at Build and we're talking about, you know, the developer message, the developer audience. But I think Microsoft's overall message is nobody's going to be left behind and that everybody, no matter what tools you want to use, can be part of this. So that's a great message. I mean, it's a really encouraging message for people who are afraid that Microsoft might, you know, abandon Silverlight or do something like that.
Or .NET in general.
Exactly. Those things are still there, which, you know, I think a lot of people are really jazzed about. And they were worried. Now they're feeling better. But there's still, like, a lot of pieces I feel like we don't really totally understand, like WinRT, like what is that really, you know? You know, what happens to the CLR? All those kinds of, like, under-the-covers type things. And so I'm really interested to see what Microsoft has to say there as it goes forward.
Yeah, the next few months are going to be interesting as things like that shake out, where we go from a framework to a runtime and what that means.
Right.
So I was reading you the other day, and you said something very interesting, caught my attention immediately. A bunch of my friends made a comment, and it's correct. You know, excuse me if I get it wrong, but it was basically you said, why Microsoft doesn't have to be like Apple.
That was true. That I did say that.
Yeah. Okay. So I got the quote right.
Right.
Can you expand on that?
You know, so I think it really came out here at Build. So many people were comparing and contrasting how Microsoft does developer events and launches, in quotes, because this wasn't really a launch, and how Apple does it. You know, like, how does Apple do it at WWDC compared to how Microsoft does it here at Build? And so many people are saying, Microsoft's doing it wrong. They're not doing it like Apple. Well, why do they have to do it like Apple? I mean, why is Apple the standard of how you interact with developers? I think Microsoft is the standard of how you interact with developers.
I could not agree more.
And that's why I'm saying, you know, so many people are saying, if Microsoft doesn't do what Apple does, they're not going to win. Why isn't it the opposite? Why isn't Apple being upheld to the Microsoft standard when it comes to developers?
And clearly, on the Microsoft side, we have a 10-year jump in developer mm-hmm. tools and such. So that's why that quote resonated so much mm-hmm. to me. Because, you know, Microsoft has, for the last 20 years, and I can say that because I've been working with Microsoft for the last 20 years, has treated their developers pretty darn well. Mm-hmm. I'm not so sure we could say that about the other companies out here.
Right. I mean, you know, I think what's inspiring all these comparisons now is the secrecy, right? Microsoft is trying to be as secret as Apple leading up to a product. And so there's still a difference, though. Microsoft is showing developers Windows 8, you know, almost a year out from when we're expecting it to launch. Does Apple do that with its developers? No. It's like, here it is, guys. Now go develop for it. And it's a really different paradigm and a different model.
Yeah. Seems like we're a little spoiled on this side, doesn't it?
True.
Yeah. So last time you were on the show, I asked you a question that you danced around. I'm going to ask it in a different way. If someone were to pay you a gazillion, million, jillion dollars, would you write another book called Microsoft 3.0?
No. No. Hey,
fair enough. I'll ask you again in 6 months.
Okay, you'll ask you.
Right. Hey, thanks so much, Mary Jo. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Tim.
And thank you guys for watching.